It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli, and this is your daily sports dump for today, March 23rd, Monday, the 23rd of March. Let's get to the jokes. We got a few different things for you today here, folks. But we'll start with the jokes. Seth Towns, a coveted point guard, announced his decision to transfer from Harvard to Ohio State over the weekend. He's a pretty big recruit or a graduate transfer. And when asked why he chose Ohio State over Duke, Towns said he was tired of getting an education. Accurate. Quarterback P.J. Walker signed with the Carolina Panthers today, becoming the first XFL player to get a deal with an NFL team. Well, that's pretty good news for him. Now, for Carolina, signing Walker makes the Panthers a strong contender to have one of the most talented rosters in the XFL next season. Panthers coach Matt Rhule said that between the team's signing of Teddy Bridgewater to take over for Cam Newton and their inability to upgrade the offensive line, he expects Walker to start at least 15 games next year. Moving on to the National Basketball Association, Jazz star Rudy Gobert, or Rudy Gobert, or Gobert, but I believe it's Gobert, he says that he's lost his sense of smell as a result of coming down with the coronavirus. In a related story, Rudy Gobert says the food in Utah has started tasting a lot better recently. Is it related? And just in recently, the Patriots have cut kicker Steven Gostkowski. Now, Bill Belichick said he had seen a lot of players come and go, but he couldn't remember one who was as important to the team as Gostkowski. Wow. He didn't really say that, folks. He doesn't talk. But that is a nice tease for some exclusive audio recording we have of the last conversation between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. This was recorded a while ago when people were still able to get together, and we were able to acquire it because we are the sports dump, of course, and we get stuff other people can't because ours is fake. But before we get to that, we have a brand new segment that I teased. I teased it whenever I did. It doesn't really matter because it's here now. And this segment is going to be called Mondays with Mike. It's going to happen on Mondays usually. Now, we did record. My brother called in, and we were going to start. But, of course, as we all know, those of us with kids are also homeschooling or giving the iPad to the kids, whichever you want to call it. It's all the same thing to me. So in the midst of the recording, which I will still play, his kids were quiet only when we were talking about deciding to not continue the conversation. And every time I tried to get back to the baseball, the kids would start yelling again. So they're clever, and we're not doing that segment today. I wanted to get this episode out, but maybe we'll record something he and I tonight, and we'll have it tomorrow. But just to give you a clue of what the segment is going to be, my brother relaxes by doing spreadsheets of baseball stuff. And as he told me later on, there's more surprises in the conversation he revealed. But that's what I thought at first. And so he sent me some of them, and I just randomly opened one. And it's a list of Yankees trades with teams. The lisp was returning. Hopefully that's not some kind of nervous thing that happens. The best and worst trade the Yankees have made with every team. Now, he hadn't finished this list, but he did get through 12 teams, I think. And I'm not going to give them all to you. But this is just what we're dealing with here, folks. This is some deep diving baseball pathology going on here, and he does this to calm himself. And so we'll just pick one. For example, the best and worst trades the Yankees ever made with the Cardinals. The best trade the Yankees ever, no, he doesn't have a best or worst, the Dodgers, here we go, since this is a Los Angeles based podcast. The best trade the Yankees ever made with the Dodgers, according to my brother, is the Yankees purchased Gene Michael from the Los Angeles Dodgers. Oh, this is a weird one, because Gene Michael was a utility player type guy, so he wasn't that great. Oh, and here, I see, he maybe did this for a reason. The worst trade the Brooklyn Dodgers purchased Tom Lasorda from the New York Yankees. Oh, that's kind of funny, actually. So Gene Michael ended up being the general manager who led the Yankees to a lot of their championships, or at least planted the seeds. When Steinbrenner was suspended, Gene Michael was able to not trade Jeter or Posada or Pettit or Rivera or Bernie Williams, and that's why they had those championships. So the Yankees purchased him in 1967, and the Brooklyn Dodgers purchased Tom Lasorda. And what happened is those guys came up with those teams, and then they stayed in the organization. And, of course, Lasorda was a great manager, so that's just my brother being kind of a jerk. So these aren't like just statistical spreadsheets. This is opinion-filled. Well, we'll have to get into that with him a little bit later. That was good. That was a bit revealing there. And if you're a Dodger fan, that's a real slap in the face for him to say that. So again, oh, speaking of kids coming in, mine just did. But she's washing her hands now. So without further ado, I bring you the brief conversation my brother and I had trying to talk about baseball a little bit and then getting constantly interrupted. So please enjoy. And right after that, we'll have our secret recording of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's last conversation. But I'll come back to you before that. And we are here, and hopefully I've picked out some nice music for Mondays with Mike. Do you have any suggestions, Mike?
Can you take anything? Because you're not getting paid, right? So
I guess.
You don't have to pay royalties to anyone.
If I don't make any money, right? Now, if at some point, what if I get a like Patreon or something?
Oh, I don't know how that works.
I don't think I have one yet.
Just play your slide whistle or something.
Oh, nice. Like a little baseball song with the slide whistle. Yeah. I appreciate that. That's nice. That's good. I appreciate the permission. Now, what this segment is we're going to go over some of your spreadsheets. Oh, my goodness. Maybe we should do this tonight.
We can do it tonight if you prefer.
Yeah.
It'd be quieter.
They're not going to be quiet at all.
No, they're not.
A Canale household. Yeah. Your house reminds me so much of our house when we were kids in that there's just always yelling going on.
Yes.
There's never not yelling because you have two of them. Now,
two boys who are both high energy.
And within a couple years of each other. And they're even closer than you and I were, obviously, but, God, I don't know if it's better or worse, because they can play with one another, but, you know, so you don't have to entertain them as much, but you have to break them up every, 15 minutes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, especially, like, it's funny, too.
They're quiet right now.
That's the thing. They'll be really quiet. And then all of a sudden, one will just go near the other one, and it's as if a stick of dynamite went off. Like, that's all it takes. It's just one needs to walk by the other one, and then, like, all hell breaks.
All right. Well, they're... Let's see.
What?
I was just about to say, well, now that they're being quiet, but now they're obviously not being quiet. So why don't we do this?
We'll
come back with this segment tomorrow. But we'll record it tonight.
Okay.
Okay, so I may put this episode out with just this conversation as a teaser.
Okay.
But just to explain, what your spreadsheets are and why you did them.
Oh, I mean, these are for years. I just would be, like, bored.
You'd be bored, and so you just do spreadsheets on baseball players.
Mostly baseball. I have actually, you know what's funny? I think I have a bunch of basketball and like other sports too, but.
Oh. Were those in the docs you sent me?
No, I think I just sent you baseball.
Oh, well, wait, we can dive into that when we've exhausted these. Although I have to say you had quite a few. All right, well, I might go over. They're going to be loud every time we try to get on the baseball.
Yeah.
So we'll do the actual segment another time.
Yeah. Okay, sounds good.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, that was our first failed Mondays with Mike. But as I said, there's a lot of weird, interesting dives into baseball history and apparently other sport history that he's going to be helping us out with. But until then, please enjoy the Sports Dump top secret recording of the last meeting between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady at owner Robert Kraft's house.
Okay, Tom, Bill, you know each other. I'm going to go out and run some errands. And before you say anything, I mean I'm going to get a hand job. All right.
Hey, Coach, thanks for sitting down here with me. It's been a great run. But, we're both men, right? And, sometimes, people and players, they grow apart. And, it's been great. But, I want to be the boss, right? I've been good all these years too, and I deserve things, right? So that's why, I was talking to Giselle, and we decided that there's a lot of offers out there. And we may have to take one. So, I just wanted you to know that. Okay. Coach?
Good luck.
Okay. Well, good talk. Bye.
Wow, that was dramatic. And that's about it for our episode. Now, if you want some more content, go to sportsdump.com. We got some stuff at the top of the page that's semi-topical, including an article about what life for Tom Brady would be like if the tuck rule had gone the other way against him. You could check that out, sportsdump.com. And, of course, you're listening already. Why don't you give us a rating and a review? And the review, be as nasty as you want to be. But for the rating, why don't be as nice as you want to be. There you go. And we've got a great week of shows coming up. We've got some interviews with Pete Gross. You may know him from The President's Show, playing Mike Pence. You may know him from Veep. You may know him from Green Co., but most likely the first two. And we'll also have Andrew Freed, old friend of mine, who is the producer of such shows as Cheer and Chef's Table and Last Chance U, and a bunch of other ones that are on Netflix and some other shows as well. So they're coming up for you this week, as well as some special surprise guests. But we'll announce those as they come in. Until then, keep listening and tell everybody whatever you want. But just make sure you tell everybody. Wash your hands. Be safe. Bye.